Well, right in the background now, we hear the buzzer signaling the beginning of the second half. Both teams file off, and they'll be back on in a minute. And Noah Applebaum will be back on in a minute with the play-by-play after this message from the Rutgers University Bookstore. Make the Rutgers University Bookstore your only headquarters for all your collegiate needs. Whether you're looking for textbooks, paperbacks, stationery supplies, haberdashery, or jewelry, the Rutgers University Bookstore has just what you want. In the haberdashery department, there are several styles and sweatshirts for you or your girl in a variety of colors, most of the price at only $275. In the jewelry department, there are charms, pins, and class rings, which are available to seniors and juniors only. That's all at the Rutgers University Bookstore, your one-stop shop for all collegiate needs. And right now is the Rutgers fans stand in the background to cheer on their team. Turn the microphones over to Noah Applebaum for the play-by-play of the second half.
Well, there's the Rutgers team coming out on the court, the same team that played throughout the entire first half. Bob Grecian will be jumping at center, Jim Valvano, Bob Lloyd in the backcourt, Dick Stewart and Rick Crawley at forward. There's Grecian going against Mel Daniels, top control by New Mexico. Then Monroe with the ball, bringing it across the half-court line. Monroe working in the backcourt with Ron Nelson. In the front court for New Mexico State, Bill Morgan, Mel Daniels, and pick up that fifth man for Mexico State. It's a jump ball as New Mexico State works around. The jump coming up against Bob Grecian and Mel Daniels, and Ben Monroe. Let's see if we can try to get this all straightened out. Fifth man is Ron Sanford out there on the court. Now here comes a tap. It's going to be Dick Stewart coming in there instead against Ben Monroe. Stewart and Monroe to jump at the New Mexico State at the University of New Mexico foul line. Tap controlled by New Mexico. New Mexico shot. Mel Daniels, no good. Rebound for Rutgers. Foul on the play. A foul against New Mexico State. Let's see if they call it against number 30, Bill Morgan. That's his fourth personal foul of the ball game. The 6'7" forward had left the game in the first half because of foul trouble. And immediately picks one up with 19 minutes and 37 seconds to go in the ball game. And Rutgers out in front, 31-25. Bob Grecian comes to the foul line. One shot coming up for Grecian and Rutgers. So Bob Grecian at the line for the Trolley. And puts it in. Grecian's now got 6 points in the ball game. Mexico State inbounding the ball. Rutgers in their zone defense. Rutgers has been using a variety of defenses in the game today. This time it looks a little bit like a 1-2-2 defense. A long jump shot missed by Ron Nelson. Fast break for Rutgers. Bob Woods got it. Passing Bob Grecian. Misses on a short bank shot. Rebound in Mexico State's Ben Morgan. Bob Grecian just hauled the ball at the backboards that time on the short shot. Fired it down court to Lloyd. Lloyd missed on a short bank shot about 5 feet from the left side of the basket. University of New Mexico basketball. Worked it in the backcourt. Nelson over to the far side to Hoover. Hoover's set shot is good from 20 feet out. 32-27. Rutgers three cut to 5 points now. 18:54 to go in the ballgame. Jim Valvano at the top of the key for the Scarlet. Drives, shoots one-handed. Blocked by Mel Daniels away in the air and blocked it. Now Rutgers has got it again. Bob Grecian back outside to Jim Valvano. Outside to Bob Lloyd. Lloyd's got a shot. He's out there about 30 feet out. Drives to the top of the key now. New Mexico State's using a zone defense against Rutgers now. Now Lloyd drives, passes off to Jim Valvano. Valvano shoots over Mel Daniels and puts it in. Jim Valvano from 7 feet out. Mel Daniels way in the air. May have kept that ball. The ball went in anyway. Rutgers 34, New Mexico 27. We got 18:22 to go in this ball game. Ron Nelson with the ball for the Lobos. Passes it to the far side to Ben Morgan. Morgan drives. He shoots. One-handed, missing the basket entirely. Picked up by Bill Morgan. Knocked away. Rick Crawley picks it up. Rutgers ball over to Bob Lloyd. Rutgers fast break, 3-on-2. Lloyd, nice pass to Dick Stewart. Stewart lays it up, misses it. Rebound to Stewart. Stewart gets it outside of Valvano. Valvano drives, stops, shoots. One-hander, in and out of the basket. Tapped up by Hawley, no good. Tapped up again, no good. Knocked outside. Rolling three, picked up by New Mexico State. Don Hoover picks it up for the Lobos. Rutgers 34, New Mexico 27. 17:47 to go. Ron Nelson with it. Gets it over to the far side. Long jump shot off the top of the basket by Ben Monroe. No good. Rick Crawley dives for it, and there'll be a jump ball as Ben Monroe and Rick Crawley both fight for the ball. And the substitute coming in is Ron Sanford, number 14, who is in and out, comes back into the ball game, replacing number 30, Bill Morgan, who's got some foul trouble. And Rick Crawley, who's 6'6", is going to be jumping up against 6'3" tall Ben Morgan, right on the low bow side of the court. New Mexico now shooting at the basket to our right as we look across Madison Square Garden. Looking across from the 50th Street side. Rick Crawley taps it up. Controlled by New Mexico State. Ron Sanford with it. Pops it over to the far side. A shot missed by Ben Monroe and a foul. And a foul against Bob Grecian for pushing underneath the board. That's Grecian's first foul in the ball game, and coming to the line, 6'9" is All-American forward Mel Daniels. Daniels will have one shot. Rutgers has a 7-point lead. 17 minutes and 34 seconds to play in this ball game. Takes a shot, misses it. That's the third foul shot he's missed today. Rebound to Rutgers. Bob Grecian came up with it as it rolled down on the court. Now Bob Lloyd's got it. He brings across the half court of his Madison Square Garden court, a long court. Lloyd drives to the foul line. Fadeaway jump shot. In and out and in again. Bob Lloyd. Ball popped out of the basket, fell back in. Rutgers with the biggest point lead of the ball game. 9 points, 36-27. New Mexico State with the ball now. Ron Nelson's got it. Passes to the far side to Monroe. Back out to Nelson. Nelson guarded now. One-on-one by Dick Stewart. Rutgers in their zone defense. Back to the far side. Monroe. Long set shot. No good. Rebound to Rick Carley. The ball just rolled off the right side of the rim. Rick Carley came up with a rebound. Now Bob Lloyd got it for the Scarlet. Brings it across that 10-second line. Being guarded one-on-one by Ron Nelson. Lloyd goes into the corner. Stops. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Lloyd from 10 feet out. And Rutgers now with a 11-point lead. And a timeout call by New Mexico State with the score Rutgers 38 and the Lobos 27.
International Bank of New Jersey is family of Rutgers basketball sponsors. That's the big bank in the big white building at 390 George Street. Stop by and open your own student checking account. Your only cost is $3 per book of 20 personalized checks. And if you're planning to take a trip during spring vacation or any time this winter, including those great weekend skiing trips, let the National Bank of New Jersey supply you with American Express Travelers checks. They're just like cash and will be replaced if lost, stolen, or destroyed. That's the National Bank of New Jersey at 390 George Street.
Well, New Mexico State out on the court, a long conference with their coach, as things aren't going too well for the Lobos. However, they're going fantastically well for the Scarlet Knights. Rutgers showing a magnificent offense. In the first half, we looked as though the Rutgers team was outclassed. It looked as though that front court for New Mexico State, Bill Morgan, 6'7", and Mel Daniels, 6'9", was going to control this ballgame. However, the Scarlet Knights have come up strong. Bob Grecian and Rick Carley doing a fine job underneath the boards. They've gotten Bill Morgan out of the game right now. He's got four personal fouls. He's sitting on the bench. Replacing him, Ron Sanford is 6'8", but not quite the rebounder that Bill Morgan is. And Rutgers has begun to dominate the ball game, surprisingly enough. New Mexico State to inbound the ball underneath their own basket with the score Rutgers 38, New Mexico 27. We've got 16 minutes and 39 seconds of basketball left for Madison Square Garden tonight. Now the ball inbounded for the Lobos. You can hear that Rutgers crowd in the background. Ron Nelson with the ball. Passes it in the back of him to Don Hoover. Hoover brings it across the half-court line against this Rutgers zone. Gets it back outside to Nelson. Misses a jump shot. Rebound in Mexico State. Being bottled up to the University of Mexico, pardon me. Being bottled up in the corner. Ben Monroe gets it back outside to Don Hoover. 16-16 to go. Hoover passes it over to the center to Ron Nelson. From the low post to Mel Daniels. Fadeaway jump shot is good, and there's going to be a foul as well. It's called against Bob Grecian. So Bob Grecian picks up his second personal foul of the ball game, both this half. And Rutgers has been fairly well able to bottle up Mel Daniels. They're sort of collapsing on him on their defense. Daniels goes to the foul line looking for a three-point play. He's already missed three foul shots today. Puts this one in the air and makes it. So it's now 38-30. Rick Carley bringing the ball in bounds to Rutgers against the full court press. Gets to the Bob Lloyd. Rutgers now 3-on-1 fast break. Lloyd to Valvano. Layup is good. Rutgers very effectively breaking the full court press with a fine fast break. A 3-on-1 situation. Lloyd brought it down the center aisle. Gave off to Valvano on the left side. Jim just put in a short shot. A little bit of a layup. 40-30. Rutgers by 10. Now New Mexico ball in the corner to Monroe. Monroe bottled up. Passes the lob pass outside to Don Hoover. Hoover gets it to his backcourt mate, Ron Nelson. Now back to Hoover. Hoover's just standing outside, looking for a way to get into this Rutgers zone. The Scarlet Knights very effective. Now gives it off to Nelson. Nelson's jump shot misses. Rebound to Bob Grecian. Over to Dick Stewart. Rutgers fast breaking it. 3-on-3. Rick Carley with the ball. And saved by Jim Valvano. Carley lost the ball. Valvano just picked it up as it was rolling out of bounds. Knocked it off the leg of one of the New Mexico ball players. And it'll be Rutgers basketball. Fast thinking by Jim Valvano. 15:25 to go. Valvano inbounds to Grecian. Grecian and a basket. This time Jim Valvano just led by Grecian with the ball. Mel Daniels was left 2 steps behind. Grecian laid it up by himself on the right side of the basket. Rutgers with a big 12-point lead, 42-30. 15:10 to go in the ball game. New Mexico plays a slow down type of basketball. They're going to have a hard time coming back from this 12-point margin. Then Monroe's got it. Next to the low post to Daniels. Daniels loses it. Picked up by Dick Stewart. Rutgers, 3-on-2 fast break. Bob Lloyd's got it. His pass to Jim Valvano's knocked away off the backboard. Picked up by Mel Daniels. The ball's rolling around as Rick Carley hits Daniels. Rick Carley's hurt. He's laying on the floor. I think he's going to be all right. He was just knocked down momentarily. There's going to be a foul on the play, most likely against Carley. Rick Carley, it looks like it's now his knee they're looking at, that same knee which Rick Carley strained just before the Christmas vacation. And this could spell disaster for Rutgers. There's 14 minutes and 51 seconds to go in this ball game. Rutgers is leading 42-30. Doug Clark coming in for Rick Carley, who's still sitting on the court. I'm not sure he's too badly injured. However, he's yet to walk off the court. He's walking off with the assistance of a trainer and manager. And now he's going to try to make it by himself. You can hear the hand he's getting from the Rutgers fans. Apparently, Rick hurt that same knee, which he injured earlier this season. In the meantime, Mel Daniels is going to come to the foul line for the Lobos. He's going to have one foul shot coming up. Doug Clark is in the game, 6'5", replacing Rick Carley, 6'6". Carley had done a fine job for the Scarlet Knights onto the board. Mel Daniels, one shot coming up. Sets himself, puts it up, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Bob Grecian, who got into that key very quickly for the ball. Now Dick Stewart has it, almost loses it as he brings it across. Gives it to Bob Lloyd, who brings it over the 10-second line. Lloyd, guarded by Nelson, one-on-one, drives to the top of the key, to the foul line, jump shot. It's 2 points for Bob Lloyd, 44-30. Rutgers up by 14. 14:28 to go in the ball game. It's 44-30. Rutgers out in front. The Scarlet Knights just pouring it on. Monroe's got it. Gets it back out to Hoover. Into the corner. Back to Monroe. Monroe being bottled up. Drives the baseline. Shoots over Bob Grecian. No good. Rebound goes to New Mexico. Put up by Ron Sanford. And that time, I think the loss of Rick Carley hurt the Scarlet. As they had the position on the rebound. However, they just lost the ball. And an offensive rebound put right back up by Ron Sanford. Now Lloyd's got the ball for the Scarlet. He's dribbling it at the top of the key. Gets it over to Bob Grecian. Grecian hands it back from to Lloyd. Lloyd standing on the far side of the court, looking for somebody to cut. Fake. Stops. Shoots. Off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound by Rutgers. A foul on the play. And it's going to be called against New Mexico State. It's going to be called against Ron Nelson. So Nelson picks up his first personal of the ball game. Going to the foul line. Dick Stewart. He'll have one shot coming up. 13:47 to go. It's Rutgers 44 and New Mexico 32. The Scarlet Knights, led by as many as 14. Now they're leading by 12. Stewart, off the top of the rim, no good. Rebounded Ron Sanford. New Mexico ball. Now Don Hoover brings it across the half-court line for the Lobos. Calls up a set play, number two. Pass to the far side to Ben Monroe. Monroe jump shot, and good. About a 15-footer by Ben Monroe. And Rutgers' lead reduced to 10 points. Lloyd for Rutgers, bringing it across the half-court line. Gets it over. He's guarded very closely by Ron Nelson. Now Lloyd, standing about 30 feet out, dribbling it across the court, looking for an opening. Bob deep in the backcourt with the ball for the Scarlet Knights. Rutgers working against a man-to-man defense now. Over to Doug Clark at a very high post. And to the far corner to Bob Grecian. Grecian feeds underneath to Dick Stewart. And Stewart's called for walking. It was a delayed call by the official. Dick Stewart took the ball and took about four steps for the Scarlet Knights. The official didn't call it at first, then called the Blues whistle and signaled it against Dick Stewart. Rutgers by 10, New Mexico ball. Don Hoover with the ball. Gets it over to the far side to Nelson. Nelson's long set shot is good. Nelson from 20 feet out. And with 12 minutes and 46 seconds to go. And the score, Rutgers 44 and New Mexico 36. The Scarlet Knights call a timeout.
Make the Rutgers University Bookstore your only headquarters for all your collegiate needs. Whether you're looking for textbooks, paperback, stationery supplies, haberdashery, or jewelry, the RU Bookstore has just what you want. In the haberdashery department, there are several styles of sweatshirts for you or your girl in a variety of colors, most are priced at only $2.75. In the jewelry department, there are charms, pins, and class rings, which are available to seniors and juniors only. That's all at the Rutgers University Bookstore, your one-stop shop for all collegiate needs.
Well, the Rutgers team had a 14-point advantage. It's been cut now to 8 points. The Scarlet Knights will have the basketball as the crowd listens both to the Rutgers band on the one side of the court and the co-ed cheerleaders from New Mexico on the other side of the court. We have an announcement coming up about the semifinals game. Of course, Rutgers will be battling, well, the winner of this game will be battling Southern Illinois. We have a second game and a doubleheader today coming up right following this ball game. Marshall and Marquette, rather Marquette and Providence, Providence with Jimmy Walker, to battle against Marshall. And I believe we're going to have a substitute for New Mexico as we come back out onto the court. We'll try to pick him up for you. Number 30, Bill Morgan's back in the ball game, replacing Ron Stanford. Morgan with four personal fouls. Mexico trailing by eight figures. They've got to make it now or never. There are 12 minutes and 46 seconds to go. Jim Valvano inbounds the ball to Bob Lloyd on the far side of the court. Rutgers now bringing the ball up slowly. Lloyd over to Valvano across the 10-second line. A zone defense, a pressing zone defense being put on by New Mexico State. Now, Lloyd's got it in the corner. Feeds to Doug Clark. Doug Clark looking away. Gets it to Bob Grecian. Rutgers working against a very pressing zone defense. Grecian's got it in the corner back outside to Valvano. Now to Stewart working it around in triangular passing. Bobby Lloyd bottled up by two players. Doug Clark in the corner. Back to Lloyd to the high post to Grecian. Now Rutgers is working it around. Bob Lloyd's got it. This defense by New Mexico State designed to make Rutgers miss. Designed to make Rutgers harry. Grecian's got it. Lays it up. Misses it. Rebound to New Mexico. And I believe we're going to have a jump ball as there was some fighting going on underneath the basket for the ball. That's still going to be the case. Jumping it up, Dick Stewart is going to jump it up against Mel Daniels. And Rick Crawley, apparently not injured too badly, is back in the ballgame replacing Doug Clark for Rutgers. There are 12 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Rutgers is leading 44-36. Stewart and Daniels jumping it up. The tap is controlled by New Mexico. Bill Morgan taking the tap from Mel Daniels. Daniels with about a 7-inch height advantage over Dick Stewart. Ball being brought up across the court by Ben Monroe. Over to Don Hoover. Now to Ron Nelson. Into the corner. Long jump shot by Monroe. No good. Rebound to Monroe. He follows up his own shot. Stop. Shoots and hits. So Ben Monroe comes up with 2 points for New Mexico. And Rutgers really wants 14 points in this half. Is now down to 6 points. 44-38. Dick Stewart into the high post to Harley. Back outside to Grecian. Rutgers is going to have to work some sharp passing to break this zone. Grecian has the ball knocked away from almost stolen. Picks it up himself. Got some difficulty now. He's being guarded one-on-one by Daniels. Tries a lead pass to Harley. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Rutgers' ball.
New Mexico, Ron Stanford replacing Bill Morgan.
Now Ron Stanford comes into the game for Lobos, replacing Bill Morgan. It was in there just briefly. Rutgers to inbound it. Jim Valvano's got the ball underneath the Rutgers basket. Gets it over to Bob Lloyd. Lloyd now working against Nelson one-on-one, drives over to the top of the key, stops, turns around, shoots, he's fouled. And Bob Lloyd fouled for the first time in his ball game. We have only 11 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the game. And Nelson fouls Lloyd for the first time in the game. Lloyd has one other foul shot. He made it on a technical. That's two personals in the ball game for Nelson. Bob Lloyd goes to the line with two shots coming up. Here's the nation's top collegiate foul shooter at the line. Bounces the ball two times, sets himself, puts it up in the air, makes his first shot, switch. Lloyd with one more. 45-38. Rutgers by seven. Lloyd at the line. Goes through that ritual of his. Pulls up the socks. Bounces the ball in front of him. Sets himself at the line. Takes his aim. Puts it up in the air. And makes it once again. 46-38. Rutgers up by eight once again. 11-11 to go in this ball game. The ball being brought across court slowly by number 24, Don Hoover. Hoover working against the Rutgers zone. Into the far side corner to Ben Morgan, has been hot. Morgan, jump shot, banks it off, no good. Offensive rebound. Ball knocked around free. Picked up by Morgan, puts it up, no good once again. Picked up by Morgan again, and he loses the ball. Stolen by Dick Stewart. Rutgers fast break, 3-on-2. Lloyd's got it, drives, and hit. Bob Lloyd stops about 7 feet from the basket. Just tossed the ball high into the air, and it went right through the basket for a 2 point. Rutgers back by 10, 48-38, 10:34 to go. The ball brought cross court by Hoover. Over to once again to Monroe. Long jump shot off the back of the rim. No good. Knocked around free. Picked up by Jim Valvano. Valvano for Rutgers. Now Jimmy's going to slow it down. He had a 3-on-4 fast break. Into the corner to Dick Stewart. Back out to Valvano. Rutgers working against what looks like a 2-on-2 zone by New Mexico. Lloyd with a jump shot off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound goes to Monroe. Ben Monroe playing a fine ball game for New Mexico. Hustling under both boards. Shooting well for the Lobos. 48-38, Rutgers by 10. We've got 10 minutes to go in the game. Bounce pass in the corner. Nelson gets it in underneath to Ron Stanford. Back outside to Nelson. Set shot by Nelson. Misses the basket entirely. It's picked up by Bobby Grecian. It'll be Rutgers basketball. Bob Mudge bringing up for the Scarlet. Passes it over to Jimmy Valvano across that 10-second line. Rutgers by 10, 9:43 to go in the ballgame. Valvano dribbles it into the near side corner. Hands off to Bobby Grecian. And back from the Lloyd. Lloyd standing 25 feet outside. Being guarded by Nelson. One-on-one. Fakes left. Goes to the right. To the top of the key. Drives outside and decides to slow up his move towards the basket. He's just dribbling into the backcourt leisurely. Rutgers with a 10-point advantage is in no hurry to go to the basket. Bob Lloyd's got it. Into the corner to Valvano. Jimmy Valvano now dribbles up the middle. Stops. Shoots. Off the front of the rim and in. Jim Valvano's shot just sort of hung on the front of the rim for about a second and fell over the top. Rutgers now out in front, 50-38, 9 minutes and 14 seconds to go, and a low-vote timeout.
WRSU welcomes the National Bank of New Jersey to its family of Rutgers basketball sponsors. That's the bank in the big white building at 390 George Street. Stop by and open up your own student checking account. Your only cost is $3 per book of 20 personalized checks. And if you're planning to take a trip during spring vacation or any time this winter, including those great weekend skiing trips, let the National Bank of New Jersey supply you with American Express Traveler's Checks. They're just like cash and will be replaced if lost, stolen, or destroyed. That's the National Bank of New Jersey at 390 George Street.
Well, it's Rutgers 50, and it's New Mexico 38. Rutgers battled a team from New Mexico earlier this year. That was from New Mexico State. The Scarlet Knights lost in one of their worst defeats of the season. However, the Scarlet team is coming back quite strongly now, putting on really a show for these Rutgers fans here, and they're here on mat. The Scarlet Knights drop one to the Aggies in New Mexico State, 80-58. New Mexico State beat this New Mexico team in a return match. New Mexico came back and beat the New Mexico State Aggies. And right now it's the Scarlet Knights against the Lobos of the University of New Mexico. This crowd from Rutgers going wild. They like every minute of it. The Scarlet Knights playing beautiful basketball, perhaps a bit over their head. Rutgers by 12. The ball will be inbounded by the Lobos. Don Hoover bounces it inbounds to Ron Nelson. Nelson slowly brings it cross court. We have 9 minutes and 8 seconds of basketball to go tonight. Into the corner to Ben Monroe. Monroe drives to the middle, shoots. It's in and out of the basket. Offensive rebound to Mel Daniels. He's fouled.
No basket.
And he's fouled by Rick Carley, who has now committed his fifth personal foul of the ball game, and Rick Carley is going to leave the game. So Rick Carley, who put on a fine show underneath the backboards today, and who was injured a little earlier in the game, apparently not too seriously, as he stayed out of the game for about 2 and 3 minutes, now fouls out of the ball game. He will be replaced by Doug Clark.
Doug Clark replaces Rick Carley.
9 minutes and 3 seconds on the clock, and Rick Carley fouls out of the game. Rick's had a lot of trouble throughout his entire basketball career at Rutgers with fouls. As a freshman, he fouled out of practically every game. He's had to control it to some extent. However, against his height advantage of New Mexico, he fouled out. Ron Sanford's at the line. This is his first shot for the Lobos. Ron Sanford, 6 feet 8 inches tall, a substitute, is going to have one more shot coming up for the New Mexico team. He bounces the ball in front of him. Sets himself over the line, puts it up in the air, off the front of the rim. And the rebound knocked around, picked up by Bobby Grecian. Over to Dick Stewart. It's Rutgers' ball. Stewart hands off to Lloyd. Rutgers in the backcourt with the ball. Lloyd's got it. Brings it across the 10-second line. 8 minutes and 51 seconds to go. Rutgers 50. New Mexico 38. Bob Lloyd for the Scarlet. Dribbling it around. Number of players taking pock shots at Lloyd, trying to get the ball away. Now to Bob Grecian from the foul line. And Grecian hits on a jump shot. 17 feet out. 52-38. It's Rutgers by 14. And this match is the biggest lead the Scarlet has had at any point in this ballgame. We've got 8 minutes and 25 seconds of basketball to play. Passes to the far side corner to Ben Dan Monroe. Monroe shoots. Fadeaway jumps out. A beautiful shot by Monroe as it goes swish through the basket. Rutgers margin cuts to 12. 8-11 to go. Lloyd brings it across the half-court line for the Scarlet. Rutgers working against a man-to-man defense right now for the Lobos. Mexico tried a zone defense for a little while. Wasn't too effective. Bob Grecian passes to Dick Stewart, and Stewart takes a shot. When Mel Daniels is up in the air, it was called for goaltending. The shot counts for 2 points for Rutgers. The basket went through anyway. So it's going to be Rutgers 54 and New Mexico 40. Rutgers back with their 14-point lead, trading baskets with the Lobos. Now it's Ron Nelson with a long jump shot. No good. Two New Mexico players come down with the ball. One of them puts it back up, and it's going to be an offensive goaltending call. A ball was put up in the air by a New Mexico player. It was tapped up by a New Mexico player. While the ball is still on the rim, Ron Sanford tapped it in. That's going to be offensive goaltending. It's going to be no basket. Rutgers ball. And a substitute coming in. Bill Morgan back in for Ron Sanford. It's 54-40. Rutgers up by 14. 7:34 to go. Jim Valvano across half court for Rutgers with the ball. He's guarded one-on-one by Don Hoover. It's a man-to-man defense for the Lobos. Now over to Doug Clark. Clark to Grecian, the ball knocked away by Mel Daniels. Stolen, a foul on the play. Maybe it's going to be Bob Grecian who fouled Mel Daniels after Daniels stole the ball. And going to the foul line with one shot coming up. Mel Daniels and Bob Grecian now has three personal fouls in the ballgame.
Mel Daniels at the line, shooting one.
7 minutes and 18 seconds showing on that score clock. We're in the quarterfinal round of the NIT from Madison Square Garden as Mel Daniels goes to the line. One shot, makes it. 54-41. WRSU. Rutgers working against a full court press. The ball is stolen by Dick Stewart and pops in. Dunked by New Mexico State's Mel Daniels. And Rutgers lead cut to 11, 54-43. The ball's inbounded again for the Scarlets. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be New Mexico's ball. A very successful full court press by the Lobos. Now the ball's inbounded. Lloyd to Grecian. Grecian's got it for the Scarlet. Bounce pass is stolen. Picked up by Ben Monroe, having some trouble dribbling it. Fast break. Monroe misses the basket. Tapped up by Daniels. Knocked away and picked up by Rutgers. Bob Grecian knocked that ball right after it came off the rim. Tapped it over to Rutgers player Dick Stewart. It's Rutgers ball. Now Bobby Lloyd brings it across. 6:43 to go. Rutgers by 11. New Mexico came back in a big spurt. However, Rutgers is able to break that momentum now. The Scarlet Knights could use the basket desperately now. A little bit of insurance. Lloyd dribbling the ball in the backcourt. He's slowing things down. Whips it across court to Clark. Clark and back to Valvano. The battle was great at the beginning of the ballgame. Now back to Lloyd. Lloyd guarded one-on-one by Ron Nelson. Goes to the key, to the foul line. And as he dribbles, a foul is called against Ron Nelson, against Bob Lloyd. And Lloyd will be going to the foul line with one shot coming up. Bobby Lloyd for the Scarlet Knights. Had 9 points in the first half. Has got 19 in the ballgame. And one foul shot coming up now. Rutgers 54, New Mexico 43. Bob Lloyd sets himself at that foul line. Puts it in the air and makes it. So with 6:19 to go, 6 minutes and 19 seconds, Rutgers back with a 12-point lead. The Scarlet Knights trailed 4-0 at the beginning of this game. Came back to lead in the first half. Had their lead dwindled to 2 points. Led at halftime. And now we're back up. A shot missed underneath by Nelson. Knocked away. Picked up by New Mexico State. Picked up and missed another shot. Missed by Ben Monroe. Rebound to Bobby Lloyd. New Mexico State with two shots. Missing them both. Missing the basket entirely. Sloppy shooting for the Lobos. And Rutgers basketball. 5:51 to go. Rutgers trying to hold on to this lead. Bobby Lloyd's got it for the Scarlets. He's up standing outside the key. Into the corner to Doug Clark. Clark in the ballgame for Holly, who fouled out. Clark and back from to Bob Grecian. Grecian by himself at the foul line. Now hands it back to Dick Stewart. Rutgers slowing things down. They've got the 12-point lead. Let New Mexico come to Rutgers. Bob Lloyd holding the ball. Guarded by Ron Nelson. Now Lloyd begins to dribble it. Dribbling outside. Nelson fouled Lloyd last time he had it. Bobby made the foul shot. Bob just dribbling back and forth across the court. Passes over to Dick Stewart. Stewart there by himself. Holds the ball outside. 5:13 to go in the game. Stewart dribbling the ball with his foot of Scarlet. Stewart, a doubtful starter in today's game because of a strained right wrist. Strained right wrist is in the game right now. Lead pass to Lloyd. Lloyd alone. Lloyd, jump shot, missing it. Short jump shot, 7 feet up. Tapped up by Clark. No good. Picked up, knocked around free. Finally picked up by New Mexico. The rebound goes to Mel Daniels. Bob Lloyd had a shoot over Mel Daniels from only 7 feet out, but had to go way in the air with the ball, and his shot was no good. The rebound, after a lot of battling under the ball, finally came down to New Mexico. So with the score, Rutgers 55, New Mexico 43, and 4 minutes 50 seconds to go, there's a timeout on the court. Here's this message.
National Bank of New Jersey's newest WRSU basketball sponsor. They're interested in you and the Rutgers and Douglas students. They're prepared to bend over backwards to prove this to you. National Bank of New Jersey has a specially designed student checking account which is guaranteed to streamline all your bill paying. And they've dropped the usual service charges to make it easier for you to maintain your own account. The only charge is $3 per book of 20 personalized checks. NBNJ is open every day Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and on Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. You can take advantage of another NBNJ special service, their drive-up window on Church Street. It's open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and on Thursday nights till 9 p.m. You can reactivate your old account by merely making a deposit. No additional forms to fill out. Remember, for these and many other banking services, it's the National Bank of New Jersey, the big white building at 390 George Street. It's the place where students are always at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you were here, you might not believe your eyes. However, what I'm going to tell you now, you might not believe your ears. Because the public address announcer just announced that Ron Safford's coming to the game replacing Mel Daniels. And that's just what's happened. Mel Daniels is going to sit on the bench. The All-American forward for New Mexico, the University of New Mexico Lobos, has come out of the ballgame. And this is a surprise move to me, because Daniels, although he hasn't been offensively very potent in today's game, Rutgers has been very effective with their collapsing zone on him. Mel Daniels has been a big factor defensively for the Lobos. He's forced a lot of bad shots. He's forced Rutgers to switch their shooting style and shoot over the 6'9 leaper. In any event, he's out of the game. Ron Nelson now hands over the right side to Ben Morgan. Morgan's been the big shooter, Monroe. Monroe's been the big shooter in this game for the Lobos. He's got it at the top of the key. He's guarded by Lloyd. He drives. Now he's picked up by Stewart. Hands over to the right side. Ron Nelson. Pass underneath to Samford. Samford, who came in to replace Mel Daniels, turns around and puts in a jump shot. And Rutgers now, Jim Valvano, with a lot of difficulty in moving the ball, is bottled up in the corner and immediately calls a timeout as he was going to lose the ball in all probability with two big men around him. So Rutgers with a 10-point margin at 55-45, and the score and the time 4:23. And let's take this message.
Again, the Rutgers University Bookstore is proud to be bringing you all the Rutgers basketball games live from courtside on WRSU. It's your one-stop shop for all collegiate needs. In the haberdashery department, you can select a Rutgers sweatshirt in your favorite color and style, most of the price at $275. The Rutgers crew shirt sells for only $1.95. In the jewelry department, you'll find a large selection of charms, tie tacks, and class pins, which start as low as $635. For members of the class of 67 and 68, there's a Rutgers ring they'll be proud to wear. They range in price from $37 to $56. Take your choice of white or yellow gold and choose one of 13 different stones. Delivery is in only 4 to 6 weeks. And if you're looking for a gift, the Rutgers University Bookstore is a place for you to look. You can get a Rutgers nightie for your favorite girl for only $2.10, and she'll be the proudest gal around wearing your new Rutgers sweatshirt from the RU Bookstore. Oh, by the way, the RU Bookstore also stocks all required texts and thousands of paperbacks for your reading pleasure. That's the Rutgers University Bookstore, your one-stop shop for all collegiate needs.
We're in the quarterfinal game at the NIT. WRSU bringing you Rutgers basketball. It's a Charlotte night of Rutgers against the Lobos of New Mexico. And the score, with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the ball game, is Rutgers 55, New Mexico 45. Jim Valvano to inbound the ball for Rutgers underneath the Rutgers basket. A full-court man-to-man press being put on by the Lobos. Valvano gets it into Bob Lloyd. Lloyd's bottled up. It's knocked out of bounds. Rutgers will take it out again. 4:20 showing on the clock. Rutgers having a lot of difficulty moving against this full-court press. The Lobos are big and they're fast. Now Lloyd gets it back outside of Valvano. To Lloyd. To Jim Valvano. Valvano gets it across half-court to Bob Grecian. So Rutgers does break the press. And with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to go, it's the Scarlet Knights ball. Dick Stewart holding it outside for Rutgers. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it to Doug Clark. Clark back to Stewart. Stewart holds it outside. Outside the key. He's guarded by Monroe. To Lloyd. Back to Stewart. Almost loses it. Off his hands. Bounces free. Picked up by Stewart. To Bob Grecian at the high post. Grecian's shot is blocked, and it's going to be a goaltending call as Ron Sanford went up in the air and blocked Bob Grecian's shot. Credit Rutgers with 2 points. 57-45. It's followed up by 12. 3:46 to go. Quarterfinal, NIT action. Ron Nelson passing across court now to Ben Monroe. Monroe back to Nelson. Nelson, 15-foot jump shot, swish. And New Mexico cuts the lead to 10. Now Rutgers, fast break, 3-on-1. Lloyd banks it in on a beautiful shot. Bob Lloyd went up into the air, fakes one, pumps, and puts it in on the back of the backboard. 59-47, Rutgers trading baskets with the Lobos. New Mexico unable to dent this Rutgers margin. Now it's the Scarlet Knights back with the ball. Rutgers 1-3-1 zone. Nelson, long jump shot, no good. Picked up by Lloyd, taken away from them by Monroe. Monroe jump shot, banked in. And Monroe's been the big man for New Mexico this half. He's got 8 points in the half. And as the ball's inbound, it's knocked over to Bob Grecian, who's hit immediately by Ron Sanford. Fouled, it'll be Rutgers' ball as Bob Grecian will come to the foul line shooting. And Ron Sanford comes out of the ball game. Now he's replaced once again by Mel Daniels. Apparently the Lobos coach had a long talk with Mel Daniels. Mel has not been effective in this ball game. He's only got 5 points this half, 14 in the ball game. And for the 6'9 All-American, nothing too impressive. Bob Grecian with one shot makes it. The ball rolling around the rim and falling in. 3 minutes to go. It's Rutgers 60. It's New Mexico 49. Less than 3 minutes to go. The ball brought cross court by Bob Donhoover. Hoover gives it over to Ben Monroe. Monroe missing the basket entirely on a jump shot. The ball tapped around free. It'll be Rutgers' ball. The ball almost saved by Ron Nelson. However, he set that abounds. Bob Lloyd to take the ball inbounds for the Scarlet. New Mexico in their full court man-to-man press. Lloyd looking for a little room underneath the basket to inbound the ball. Looking for a man to give it to. Gets it over to Stewart. Back to Lloyd. Lloyd cross to Jim Valvano. Valvano over to Bob Grecian underneath the basket. Grecian fakes, shoots, and 2 points for Bobby Grecian. A layup for Grecian. Rutgers 52, New Mexico 49. And 2 minutes and 31 seconds to go. The Scarlet Knights coming close to a victory. Don Hoover with the ball. Underneath now. Turnaround jumps up by Bill Morgan and a walking violation against Morgan. Unbelievable basketball. The Scarlet Knights getting every break now. And a substitute coming in the ball game for New Mexico. Coming in for Bill Morgan. Number 22, Howie Grimes. Long court pass to Bob Lloyd. Off his hands, out of bounds, New Mexico ball. So Howie Grimes, 6'5", coming in the game for the Lobos. Lobos have used 7 players in this game. Rutgers has used 6. Don Hoover with the ball for New Mexico. Long jump shot off the back of the rim. No good. Two New Mexico players go for the ball. It's knocked away. Picked up by Lloyd. Rutgers, 2-on-3 fast break. Lloyd's got it. Passes underneath. It's stolen. And the ball lost by the Scarlet. Picked up by New Mexico. 1 minute and 53 seconds to go. Rutgers 62, New Mexico 49. 1 minute and 48 seconds to go. Into the corner now. Monroe, long jump shot. No good. Rebound to Bobby Grecian. Off his hand. Picked up by Nelson. And he makes a shot and fouled in the process. So Ron Nelson banks one in the backboard. He's fouled on the play by Dick Stewart. And Nelson will have a chance for a 3-point play. The Rutgers lead now down to 11. 62 to 51. There are 1 minute and 40 seconds to go in this game. Nelson can reduce the Scarlet lead to 10 points. He sets himself at the line. Puts it up in the air and makes it. Doug Clark inbounding the ball for the Scarlet Knights. To Jim Valvano, to Bob Lloyd. Lloyd's shot, pass rather, is intercepted by New Mexico. And now it's the Lobos ball, and Jim Valvano knocks it away. The ball is lost by New Mexico. It'll be Rutgers basketball. Off the hands of Mel Daniel, who gets a hand from Bob Grecian as getting off the court. Daniel scrambled for the ball. We have 1 minute and 30 seconds to go. The ball's inbound to the Lloyd. 3 men cross on Lloyd, and he's fouled. And New Mexico's been effective throughout this ball game in pressuring the Scarlet players without fouling them. However, this time they weren't able to do it. They did foul him. And Mel Daniels committed that foul. For Daniels, his second personal in the ball game. More importantly, with Rutgers up by 10 points at 62 to 52, and with 1 minute and 26 seconds to go on the clock, Bob Lloyd comes to the foul line for the Scarlet Knights with one shot coming up. Lloyd, I believe, the high scorer for the Scarlet in this ballgame. Sets himself at the line, puts it in the air, and makes it. Bob Lloyd with 23 points in the ballgame. Now the Lobos basketball. Ron Nelson, long jump shot, no good. Doug Clark fights for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. New Mexico ball. 1:15 to go. This is the quarterfinal game in the NIT. It's Rutgers against New Mexico. And it's Rutgers up by 11 points. Ron Nelson with the ball for the Lobos. Over to Morgan at the key. Back outside. Jump shot is missed by number 24. Don Hoover put up on a rebound. On an offensive rebound. By Mel Daniels. And as Rutgers takes the ball back inbound, with Rutgers 63 and New Mexico 54, the Rutgers margin reduced to 9. We're going to have a jump ball as Bob Grecian was tied up immediately after bringing the ball inbound. Then we jump in against Ron Nelson. Nelson 6'2", Grecian 6'6", or 6'7". 1 minute and 1 second to go on the clock. The Rutgers is down to 9-point lead. Grecian's ball is taken by New Mexico, and the layup is made immediately by Ben Monroe. And Rutgers' lead dwindles to 7 points. Now Bob Lloyd's got it for the Scarlet. Over to Grecian. Over to Stewart. Back outside now. Clark to Stewart. Rutgers trying to kill the time. Trying to hold the lead. 43 seconds to go. Lloyd, long cross-court pass to Grecian. To Clark. Clark to Grecian. Grecian has the ball knocked away, and he's fouled. They're going to call the foul against Ben Monroe. That's not the most important fact. We've got 34 seconds to go. The time is a factor. Rutgers has got, now is mounts to a 7-point lead. The Scarlet Knights led by 14 not too long ago. However, with 34 seconds to go, Bob Grecian's got a one-on-one situation. Should Grecian make these two shots, he'll just about wrap up this ball game. He's at the line with his first one. Line drive type shot is made. It went in beautifully. Swish. Now Grecian with one more. Bob Grecian, 16 points in the ball game. A fine job. Rick Cauley, who fouled out of the game, also did well. Grecian's second shot is also good. It's 65-56 and 33 seconds to go. Rutgers now. New Mexico ball. They're going to let New Mexico shoot. No fouls is going to be the Rutgers motto. Jump shot made good by Ron Nelson. 24 seconds to go. Lloyd to inbound the ball for the Scarlet Knights. Gets it inbounds to Dick Stewart. The ball is stolen by Ron Nelson. Nelson, jump shot from the foul line. Off the front of the rim. No good. Knocked around and put in by Mel Daniels. It's Rutgers 65, New Mexico 60. 10 seconds to go. Lloyd with the ball to Grecian. Grecian drives, and I believe there's going to be an offensive foul called against Bob Grecian. However, we have 6 seconds left to go in the ballgame. It is an offensive foul. It's Rutgers 65, New Mexico 60. There are 5 seconds left in this ballgame, rather 6 seconds left. And at that point, New Mexico decides to call a timeout.
WRSU welcomes the National Bank of New Jersey to its family of Rutgers basketball sponsors. That's the Big White Building at 390 George Street. Stop by and open your own student checking account. Your only cost is $3 per book of 20 personalized checks. And if you're planning to take a trip during spring vacation or any time this winter, including those great weekend skiing trips, let the National Bank of New Jersey supply you with American Express Travelers checks. They're just like cash and will replace if lost, stolen, or destroyed. That's the National Bank of New Jersey at 390 George Street.
Well, let me tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that Rutgers is going to be playing, in all likelihood, Thursday night on the same Madison Square Garden court. They're going to be playing Southern Illinois, a team that came into this tournament ranked as the top small college team in the nation. And when we say small college, we mean small college with 15,000 students. And Southern Illinois, also considered by many to be the top team in this NIT tournament. That's the Lukeyes team. However, a team that won easily against St. Peter's and a team that won fairly easily yesterday is going to meet a team from Rutgers, which has been an underdog in each of its first two games here at the Garden, is likely to be so again. Ball inbounded by New Mexico State. Passed out of bounds, it'll be Rutgers' ball. They try to get it well under the basket, but they couldn't do so for a shot. 3 seconds left. Stewart inbounds it to Lloyd. Lloyd holds the ball, and that's the buzzer. That's the game. The final score, Rutgers 65, and New Mexico 60. We'll have those final scoring statistics for you, but first let's take this message. Store, your only headquarters for all your Rutgers collegiate needs. We'll be looking for textbooks, paperbacks, stationery, supplies, haberdashery, or jewelry. The Rutgers University Bookstore has just what you want. In the haberdashery department, there are several styles of sweatshirts for you or your girl in a variety of colors, most are priced at only $2.75. And in the jewelry department, there are charms, pins, and class rings, which are available to seniors and juniors only. That's all at the Rutgers University Bookstore, your one-stop shop for all collegiate needs. Now, Rutgers, by winning today, not only guarantees themselves a spot in the semifinal round Thursday against Southern Illinois, but will be playing Saturday as well. Whether Rutgers loses against Southern Illinois or whether Rutgers is able to upset the Toluca, the Scarlet Knights will be battling in either the final game or the consolation game at Madison Square Garden Saturday afternoon. WRSU, of course, will not be able to bring you live that Saturday game as we'll be on Easter vacation. However, we will be bringing you Thursday's game. In all likelihood, at 9 o'clock, although it's not yet determined. It'll be either 6:50 or 8:50 p.m. And that'll be the semifinal round. Now let's take a look at the final scoring statistics, Lee.
Well, in this sort of dream come true for Rutgers University, getting the bid to the NIT, something that was in doubt the whole season, upsetting Utah State and now upsetting the Lobos of New Mexico, a nationally ranked team. I believe they're ranked about eighth in the country, and an All-American center, Mel Daniels, whom Bob Grecian played a superb defensive job on. Here are the statistics. Ben Monroe, who had a tremendous corner jump shot for the Lobos, had 14 in the game, 4 in the first, 10 in the second half. Bill Morgan had 3, and he was bottled up. 6'7" forward, who Rick Hawley did a fantastic job on. Rick Hawley, who injured his leg in the ballgame and fouled out midway through the second half, has been coming on strong the second half of the season, and it all almost wrapped up tonight when he played his finest game of the year, really doing a tremendous job off the offensive, defensive boards, and defensively on a man 2 inches taller than he was. Ron Sanford at 5 points in the ball game, playing as a reserve. Mel Daniels, the All-American center, at 18 points in the ball game. Ron Nelson had 15 points, 6 in the first, 9 in the second, and Don Hoover had 4 points in the ball game. Another point which should be mentioned, Bobby Lloyd and Jim Valvano, the chasers on the top of that 1-3-1, were keeping these men bottled up most of the night, forcing them to pass into the corners where Monroe was called through the first half, and he didn't get uncorked till late in the ball game, and it was too late for the Lobos. Now for the Scarlet Knights. The high score in the ball game was Bobby Lloyd, who didn't throw up as many shots as usual tonight, playing more of a assist game, hitting the men underneath when they were open, and controlling the whole game from the outside with his dribbling and passing skills. He had 23 in the ball game. He was 5-for-5 from the foul line. And of course, he's the nation's leading foul shooter. And when it came down near the end, what the Scarlet Knights did was give the ball to Lloyd, let him dribble and let him get fouled because he didn't miss from the line. Jim Valvano played a fine defensive ball game, and he was the man who I was mentioning before when Rutgers was playing that 1-3-1 on defense, would turn around from the corner and double-team Daniels when he got the ball, slapping it away quite often. And Jimmy had 14 in the game. Rick Harley, who played a tremendous defensive ball game, as I have to say of every ball player in this Rutgers club, whether they played over their head tonight or not, they beat the Lobos. Harley had 10. Doug Clark failed to score. He played a good rebounding game in the later parts of the second half. Bob Gleason had 17 points in the game, mostly scoring from underneath, and he had 5-for-5 from the foul line. And Dick Stewart, who was hampered with a sprained wrist throughout the whole ball game, played a fine offensive game. He totaled in the ball game 4 points. Well, there's not much we can say. Noah has told you when we'll play next. It'll be against the Seleucus of Southern Illinois University, the top NCAA small college ball club, on Thursday night. And the one thing I don't remember if Noah mentioned or not will be the great tribute that will be paid to Bob Lloyd and the fact that we're playing two more games. Bobby needed about 44 points to crack the 2,000 barrier, something that's only been done by 14 ball players in the history of college basketball. Now, Lloyd has 23 tonight, and he needs approximately 20 more points. And in two ball games, well, that's something that Lloyd doesn't have to worry about. He's going to become one of the elite few to crack the 2,000 barrier, a tremendous All-American, and it'll be a tremendous tribute to him as a senior on this Rutgers club.